Okay, our
friends.
We are reading from the Disney Bedtime's favorite storybooks. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. This is the 13th story in the book. It's called Nightlights. And it's from Up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Are you ready? I see one! Pull over, Mr. Fredrickson! Russell said. Carl swerved the station wagon to the side of the road.
Is it a squirrel?
Asked Doug as he jumped out of the car. And now, remember, he says that because he is a
dog.
Yeah. Even better, said Russell. According to the Wilderness Explorer Guide to Flora and Fauna, it's a Japanese morning glory. They were headed to the Sylvan State Park to earn Russell's Better Botanist badge. His first as a senior wilderness explorer. All he had to do was find and identify 10 varieties of wildflower. Only 9 more to go, he said as he took a photo of the flower.
Well, we'd better get moving then, Carl said.
As they drove, Russell looked at the flowers in his field guide. Wow, this book has everything in it, he said. It has sunflowers, it has butterfly milkweed, it has purple wisteria.
Does it have a ghost crocus?
Asked Carl with a sly smile.
A what?
Asked Russell.
A ghost crocus,
said Carl.
It's a legendary flower that blooms only at night. Pale as the moon, glows in the dark with the 6 silver petals and stars on its stamens. Brave explorers have looked for it for centuries. Most people don't even think it exists, but Ellie swore she saw one once at the very park we're going to.
Who's that?
His wife, Ellie.
Wow, said Russell, and then he frowned. I don't see it in the field guide.
Like I said, most people don't think it exists, said Carl.
When they reached the park, it was already mid-morning. It took a while to find their campsite and set up their tents, and by the time they were ready to hike, it was midday. They spent the night searching for flowers in Russell's guide. By the time the sun was setting, they had found 10 varieties of wildflower. But Russell couldn't stop thinking about the ghost crocus.
Please, Mr. Fredrickson,
said Russell as they walked back to the campsite.
Can we look for a ghost crocus?
Sorry,
said Carl.
It's getting late. Now we have to get back to camp before dark.
That night, they sang around the campfire and told each other ghost stories. And then they looked at the constellations.
All right, it's getting very late. It's time for bed,
Carl said, opening his tent. He had forgotten all about the ghost crocus. But Russell hadn't. He couldn't sleep knowing that there was another flower he could find and identify. Hiking at night might be dangerous for a junior wilderness explorer, but Russell was a senior wilderness explorer. He knew he could handle it.
Let's go, Doug, he whispered. We're gonna go fetch something.
I love fetching, said Doug.
The woods were a lot darker than what Russell had. Can you please sit still? The woods were a lot darker than Russell had expected. Maybe Mr. Fredrickson was right. It was getting very late. Then he spotted a soft glow. It seemed to be coming from the back of a cave. What he didn't see was the steep drop. Too late. He tumbled down into the mouth of the cave.
Oh, no! Are you okay? Said Doug. Doug didn't hear a response from the cave, so he ran back to the campsite. Carl awoke to a wet tongue licking his face.
Master! Master! We were out in the dark looking for the ghost flower, and then he fell into the cave.
What? Cried Carl. Quick! Lead me to him!
Down in the cave, everything went dark. At first, Russell felt alone and afraid, but then he remembered he was a senior wilderness explorer.
I can handle this, he said to himself.
He stood up and saw a glimmer of light. It was coming from around the corner.
Russell!
Someone cried. It was Carl. He had tied a rope to a tree and was lowering himself down into the cave.
Look!
Cried Doug happily.
I have fetched my master and brought him back.
I'm sorry, Russell,
said Carl.
I shouldn't have told you that story about the ghost crocus. Honestly, I never believed it myself. Ellie always had a great imagination.
Well, take the picture and page to the page.
I found something anyway,
said Russell with a sly smile.
Well, I'll be,
said Carl. What do we see in the picture? Do you want to describe?
It's the ghost crocus.
The ghost crocuses, because it's a whole bunch of them, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. The whole cave glows, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, Russell, Doug, and Carl packed up their things and headed back home.
The wilderness explorers are going to be excited. I found all the wildflowers plus one,
Russell chattered away in the back seat.
Thank you, Ellie,
Carl whispered with a smile. And what an amazing ending to the story. I'm so happy that he found the ghost crocuses and that he wasn't hurt for falling into a cave. We don't ever want to hike in the dark alone, right? Even like senior wilderness explorers know that they shouldn't hike by themselves alone in the dark.
What's above senior?
Master.
A master wilderness explorer would be better.
No, they would know you shouldn't go out alone in the dark. Mm-mm, you could fall and hurt yourself, like into a cave or something. But anyways, my friends, that is
the
end.